ערב פורים טוב שין עין ווב חיל הכפורים חזל, גמורה, we know the famous גמורה in the Gilad of Zion חייב איניש
A person has to libsume. Rashi learns pshat libsume.
Says Rashi libsume bipuria leishtaker biyayin to mishtaker with yayin ad deloyodo bin oror homon leboruch mordechai. Until he doesn't know the difference between Orur Homon and Baruch Mordechai. The Gemara tells us as a chiyuv on the day of Purim to get stone drunk, to get plastered, as they would say. So much so, how much a person has to get drunk, Rabbi Yisai. He has to get drunk to the degree where he doesn't really know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Homon. You take it literally, Rabbi Yisai. Obviously, there's many pshatim. The Rishon Brura already brings down pshatim. The gematrias are the same. You don't know how to make the gematria. And you have to take Shem Rabbo. You don't know what was better for us. Another pshat, was it better for us to Aruch Homon, the Baruch Mordechai, the downfall of Homon, or the Baruch Mordechai? I saw a Chassidish pshat today that the Rebbe Mibel said that at the end of the Gemara says the Rotzi the Roiv Echov. It says Mordechai was Rotzi the Roiv Echov. So the Gemara says Chazal Darish and Roiv Echov Veloi Kol Echov. He wasn't Motzi that. Why not? Because since he made Purim, so the Ashirim, the rich people, weren't too happy because of Purim. His matanos of John, they got to shell out a lot of cash. So why they weren't too happy? It's only the Roiv Echov. That's the Rebbe Mibel said. So he wanted to say that Orur Homon is the Ashirim. The Ashirim, they have Orur Homon because of Homon's whole shenanigans over here. They're shelling out mad cash. Orur Homon, they're not Orur Homon. And Baruch Mordechai, the Aniyim are sitting there since praising Baruch Mordechai. So until you get so drunk, until you get so drunk that you don't know the difference, the Aniyim, they share, everybody's happy, you know, they're showing out money, they don't care, Baruch Mordechai is saying, and the Aniyim are saying, Harahoma, they get so blessed that they forget, they don't have to give out money, everybody's in such a similar mood. That was a new pshat that I saw today, everybody said. Especially after Tiferes Chaim is going to get to the people. Anyway, for the Maisa, as the Mishnah Brura says, on this halacha, the Mishnah Brura brings the Bir halacha and says it's a very, very strange, it's a very, very chiddushik halacha. In Toima, Heyach Yichayv Chazal, the Bir halacha, it's in Tafer Yisadik Hey. Hey, Mishavur tries to answer, but the Chacham Tzadik, that since all the miracles took place through wine, and therefore we're celebrating really the wine, the wine is a pesum nisa. The wine was the cause of all the need, the mishtayah, the fizel chor, the fizes inyan. Rabbi said, chor is being dafka to drink wine, not schnapps, and it could be that's what doing Rashi, the shtaker biyayin. Rashi says. Dafka one, but there are places that hold that you can use shtaps also. But again, we still have to understand this. It's interesting halacha, Rabbi Yisai, of chayiv inish lepsumei ad lo yoda. I mean, oral harm on the Baruch Mordechai. There's another interesting halacha, Rabbi Yisai, which is also miyuchdus. And now, another portion, you can say that the Simcha of Purim is supposed to be so outstanding. We know the Yisoid of Purim, all the things that we do on Purim, the of Simchas Purim. This Mishnah Mono is one of the times it's always Simcha. Everybody, we want everybody to be happy, to rejoice, because it's such a tremendous miracle. And Simcha has to be so outstanding, so outlandish, that everybody should get into it. We want everybody to be happy. The Aniyim, the Ashirim, Everybody should be tremendously happy on Purim. So we do things, great happiness. Yayin misameach lavavad. And therefore, vada, the yayin has to do with that inyan also. And one of the halachas l'chor that's also relevant to that, the Ramah brings in Tafresh Sadek Vav, Mashenogu Lilbos Partzufim Bepurim. People we wear faces, partzufim, masks on Purim. The gevelos, people wear different types of costumes and masks. It's all, this verse ain't issa, somebody wearing men, wearing women. Again, there's ramification to it. This verse is not so partial. I'm not getting to ramification, but it seems to be the custom amongst Klaisos to wear costumes. We thought costumes was, you tell you, we're going around the streets, you saw all the kids dressed up because they don't have school tomorrow. Beautiful things, a nice thing, you know. You look at it from afar, it looks like Halloween, the Chas V'Shalom, you know, masquerade party over here. The Mardi Gras from New Orleans. Like, what's going on over here? Like, it's a very interesting thing. Klai is a serious nation. Okay, so then, we say again, we'll attribute it to the, anybody want to attribute you to the, To the Simcha of Purim. We want to, and Avada, a person goes around wearing funny things and makes everybody happy. And Avada, that has to do with it. But Avada, there's something much deeper. I will try to uncover a little bit of that. The Arizal says, Rabbi Yisai, Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur is Kippurim. Purim is a tremendous yontif, Rabbi Yisai. It's a pel of the gezach, Rabbi Yisai. Everybody reads the Arizal, and we go on, and we still, you know, we come to Purim with a certain type of feeling, you know, that it's not treated as serious, I don't think, as it should be treated. And Avada, it has to do with the fact of Kodesh Yosef, Chorav Yosef, the Ramban writes, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he saw the Eretz Yisrael was a Churban God of the Noir, and he wrote a letter to his kid, he said, how you talking, Eretz Yisrael is such a Churban, I never saw such a devastation in the world, how could it be possible? And the Ramban wrote a big story that whatever is more Kodesh, it's Chorav Yosef. That's a symbol that's even more Kodesh, because when the Kedusha goes out, it has no chios, it has nothing, and it turns into shambles, the worst destruction possible. And that's the sort of everything, anything that's more kaddish, when it's not done in its right way, it's nahapach to the worst type of thing. Rav Sharmig Zatzal used to always talk about Fridays being that tremendous day. He was very makbid to give shigurim on Friday, shiklo, and all shigurim, because he held Friday was such a holy day. It's Erev Shabbos, at the end of the week when you do tshuva and get ready for Shabbos, such a holy day, and it became such a day when no one learns and Chas V'Shalom and no. Because the child is more Kodesh, and the Yitzhar works very hard, you know, okay, let them have the whole week, not Fridays. Let them have the whole year. Let them be serious the whole year. Ernst in the Dav, everything. Purim, let's make it into a party time. Let's make it a party. Which party are you going to for Purim? Going to that party or this party? Where are we getting drunk? And who's bathroom or whose bathtub are you going to vomit in this year? Which you, I mean, the last few years you made a different bathtub. Every year, you have a fierce to vomit in a different bathroom. That's the, you know, what's going to be this year. Which rebbe is going to have to throw you out at 3 in the morning for the bathtub, stone drunk like a meshugana? Which one has to carry you out? Which house are you going to end up at the end? And it's a parallel to Maisa. So you say, but Rebbe, Chayiv in Ish Lipsume. So Avada, there was deep secrets to that, Rabbi Yisai. And you could learn Kipshuta to get stone drunk and make yourself, but it's Tzorach Iyun and Gadol, Rabbi Yisai, to understand it. But Avada, it's a very, very darkistic thing, Rabbi Yisai. A very, very darkistic thing. And Avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to click and get close, and Purim is a tremendous time. But said, Avada, every year, when these times come around, it was a time of Nisim, unbelievable Nes. It's a Nes in the din of Hester upon him. What's the Yisoid, Rabbi said? Chazal say, Chodeh kiblu b'mei HaChashverosh. The Gemara in Shabbos Peches. Chodeh kiblu b'mei HaChashverosh. That the Torah was given a second time. They were makabel the Torah, let's put it that way. Not given us something. They were makabel the Torah a second time on the May Purim. Purim was a time when we makabel the Torah. What is that? Mitoich dehest upon him. Mitoch avos anes, excuse me, Rashi says in Shabbos Peches, mitoch avos anes, the makabel the Torah. And even though we were coerced, we were forced with a noun on top of our heads, that we'd have an excuse according to the Rava, that we could say that we were forced into it. We didn't do it on our own initiative. We didn't do it on our own ratzah. We were forced into Kabbalah HaTorah. But now, we have no excuse anymore, because in Purim time, we were makabel miratzah. I always say, Agav Urch, Rabbi, I can't be that. If that is the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, Rabbi, just like in every year, Kabbalah HaTorah in Shuas, we really make the Kabbalah, you make a stay up all night, you make a Kabbalah. It has to be that Purim has to come out. It's Agav Urch, the people have to come out of Purim, Rabbi, with some Kabbalah HaTorah, Rabbi, they can't just come out with a bag of vomit. Can't be that's all a guy comes out of Purim with, a whole bag, take it home as a souvenir for next year. Can't be. It can't be that the whole Purim, all the guys left with it. What does he have on Purim? He comes out of Purim, he has a stomach ache for a whole week. That's all he came from Purim. He's in the bathroom all Friday night through Shabbos this year. He has a special Shabbos, Shabbos in Tzfas, Shabbos in Tferia, Shabbos in the toilet, part of the impression. That can't be the tachlis of Oisai, of the whole Purim. They should end up just. That can't be. If the Chazal said it was Chodeh Kiblu, we have to work on ourselves. Rabbi Zain needs Hachona. He said, there's Hachona to get yourselves ready. Rabbi, that's what Tainus Esther is all about. Tomorrow's Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is the Hachona for Purim. The person has to get in the right spirit, right notion, right frame of mind. That's the Tainus. The prepare a person. Put yourself in the right frame of mind. Get out a little bit out of Olam Hazeh, Rabbi. So we're going to go really into Olam Hazeh. But prepare yourselves by getting out of Olam Hazeh a little bit. Getting out of the Taivas and that. And prepare yourselves. Get ready for the most unbelievable day, Rabbi. So the Chazal say, the Mefarshim, not Chazal, the Mefarshim say, go push it, you got nois and long. It's an opportunity to stick out your hand. Any person sticks out his hand in Api Inyan, you can get whatever you want from the Burnish Long. So it's a free white elephant sailed. How can it miss? The guys come out, don't daven. They daven, their minds are all over the place. It's a her nose. He knows that we have such opportunity. Just get those guys shikr. Get them shikr like Lloyd. And they won't daven, they won't learn, and they won't have any cash with Hashem. And that's it. They will pass and they'll go through it. We don't realize what we can be paying on Purim. But the person gets into Purim, and maybe the intoxication could help him if he does it the right way, if he prepares the right way. But Lamaisa, it says Bituch Amas Hanesh. So the question, what we spoke about, we've been coming to the Sefer, we'll see it also. That what was so special about this Nes, that brought about the Yeshua, that brought about this new Kabbalah? L'chor, they had many Nisim. They needed a Nes to push them, to give them the impetus to want to Kabbal the Torah Miratzah, they had to see the Nes. But say that, but they had many, many Nisim. So in the October to the country, you'll see, I wanted to say a part of like that. The third is that the Medrash Tanchuma says, I want to add, I didn't mind, I have to add, I just thought of this now. The Medrash Tanchuma says that what's going on? We said Nasav Anishma, Toys is the kind of, but the Medrash Tanchuma Pashnos says another. We said Nasav Anishma, why do we have to be coerced in the first place, the first time? So the Medrash Tanchuma says there's two aspects of Torah. There's an aspect of Torah Shebiksav, which is easy to learn, Psukim, you can translate, understand, Parsha Pshat. But there's Torah Sheba'al Peh, which is very, very hard, so deep, and just to understand it. The Chazal, marshal it to a Heilu Shecholu Chochu B'choshek Godu Ro'u Or Godu. When they go through the Choshek of Talmud Ba'izeh, Talmud Ba'av, the Talmud Ba'av is such a hard limud. You have to understand the words and the nusach and even on Parshat Pshat, we know how deep it is. We show you it. It's so deep and deep and deep and deeper. And just to get to Parshat Pshat, sometimes you break your hand, you just can't get the Pshat. Just back and forth, you know. It's so deep. On that, they weren't ready to Mekabel. It's Mamash. But when they saw the Avas and Nes of Purim, Rabbi Yisrael, what's the pshat in the avos? And so I want to touch like this, and the Akdom I say like this, that it's very, 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 very geschmack. I wanted to answer like this, that etzem, what's the pshat? The avos and esov is the goyin in his pirish on Megillas Esther explains in one of the places that the nest of Purim was a special nest that they didn't have all the time. All the time they were in the midbar, Hashem was going to begolim. Hashem was revealed to them. The Maran fell. Hashem was going to begolim, revealed. The time of Purim was after Chulin Beis Hamikdash. There was an unbelievable hest upon him, like the Gemara says in Chulin, Esther and Atar Minoyan. Hanuchi asked upon him. It was a tremendous hest upon him. And yet through that hest upon him, through the matzah where Klal Yisrael was in the matzah, a terrible matzah of Richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were nenem Yisrael HaShveirish Boisai. It wasn't Stam eating a hamburger. They were nene. But first from Tom Shat to Rabbi Yol, Rabbi Leib Hatzman says, they were nenem Yisrael HaShveirish. It wasn't the prop shot because they ate a nice frankfurter and a thing, and because it was unkosher, frankfurter. They had unkosher meat. It wasn't the problem, because Mordechai, the Gemara says in Megillah, Yud Gimel, the Gemara says over there, Yud Beis, the Gemara says that Kirtzon Ish V'Ish, Haman and Mordechai, Haman, but Mordechai was there. He was at the Pesuda, he was the bartender, making sure all the wines were kosher wines, no Yayin Nesach, he was pouring out Carmel. Here was somebody, Frank Thompson wine, Haman was pouring out. Here was Mordechai, was Carmel, it was straight from Israel. They imported it. Very special wine, Tepperberg wine. And he's pouring out for everybody nice glasses of wine. So what was the problem? So one of them said, what's the problem? They were eating and drinking kosher. It was a kosher stand, the Yankee Stadium. Beautiful kosher stand. So Rav Chaim says, you know what the problem was? He says they were sitting at the Suda, and they were with a nice bun of fresh frank with the Gulden's mustard, OU mustard on the thing, and the guy bites into his mustard, his frankfurter, and the mustard drips out all over the side. Hey, Yisachar, yeah, what's up, Baruch? You see the another bite of the frankfurter with the mustard coming out? You see the Rosh? He's coming out, a nice begotten he has over there. Yeah, pass the ketchup. He's walking out with the begotten, and you're eating frankfurters. He's wearing the big day kahuna. The Zorga, you can eat a frankfurter. Shenanim is they could possibly have a no. They came to such a low madriga. They saw Achashverosh, the Tomei Shebetmeim, the Meshukets and Meshukets. He's wearing the tzitz, HaKodesh. He's wearing the Urim V'Tumim. Somebody that the greatest of Kehanim wore, here is a shmashug that's wearing it, and the guy's eating his red kosher frank for a Hebrew national hot dog. Is it shayach? The Teretz is, they lost all that cash with the Kosh Baruch. So Xayra, so it was so far of us, and yet they saw that the Kosh Baruch, with everything, returned the Hester, for Hafilu Ba'astara, Sheba'astara, in the depths of the Choyshech, Hashem showed them awe. So they said, wow, Kodesh Baruch is with us everywhere. We could be in the lowest of the lowest madrigas. We could be eating Hebrew national hot dogs. And according to the ones they were eating treifas, according to Marshal, some people in Madrash, they were learning Madrash, they were eating treifas, the Medrash knows they were eating treifas in the veilas at that Suda. They were eating treifas in the veilas, pork sandwiches, according to the Medrash. Pass the pork! Heavy pork sandwiches with lettuce. Unchecked. Bugged lettuce. It was bugged two ways. I didn't want to hear what they were talking about. It was also bugged lettuce because there were bugs in it. It was pork and bugged lettuce. With little ants crawling through the tomatoes instead of seeds. Seedless tomatoes. No seeds. The ants ate up all the seeds. They never had so much family in their sandwich. Aunt Sarah and every aunt was in there. And he's eating this pork sandwich, Rabbi Sai, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu's with him, B'Torch Avos, again, they had to do tshuva, but they should have been thrown away, that's it. They're eating a pork sandwich, and Haman's bringing out the Begadim, or even if it's kosher, bring out the Begadim, you could sit there and be venerable. whatever it was a sacrificial dova. They were the lowest of the lowest. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mayor. He was mayor of him. Ben Shimi, Ben Ish, Ben Ish, Mini, Hashem was mayor of them through the Koch of Tvilas. They were able to shine forth, Rabbi Yisrael, and bring, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to shine and bring about a Yeshua Gedolah with a tremendous, tremendous name, Rabbi Yisrael. To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was watching over them, the depths of Choshech, he's watching over. That was the Alas and Esses, the Goyim. The Hester upon Hashem showed them that he's peeking, he's looking, he's caring, looking out for them. Mela, one of the Taina, that's the same thing. They were Makabal Teresh Baal Peh, because Teresh Baal is so hard. Why should I put invest in it? But if I know that just like that Choshech that Hashem showed, that he could be mayor, I know, but so the Choshech of this Talmud Bavli, this is going to be our Gadol. And I'm going to put my effort into it, I'm ready to Makabal, because I know, but so if I'm going to see the aura, the Siyat Tishmai, Hashem is going to be shining on me, the Siyat Tishmai of knowing Torah. And I'll be able to understand the Torah and come to the depths of the Torah. Therefore, that's where the Kabbal Torah Shabbal Peh, which is the aura, B'toch the Chosha, because they saw the aura B'toch the Chosha. So we want to take a step further. And I wanted to add myself and say in the Chunchus, the Menchus Chumas says that only somebody who loves Hashem with the utmost love is ready to do it. And that's the Psha. We're ready to, that we had such Ava for Hashem because we saw how much He went into the Chosha for us, that we're ready to show the Ava back with tremendous love, to go to the Chosha of Talmud Bavli to see the Or Gadol. So I want to take it a step further, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to take it a step further. I want to say that that's the whole Inyan, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the whole year of the masks. And the Chayav Eish to Psume, because no matter how Orur Haman we are Be'etzim, there's a Baruch Mordechai Tachas. There's really a Baruch Mordechai down there. In the depths of our Choshech of us, a human being is like an onion. There's so many layers of us. There's so many layers of Ra, and so many layers of Be'er, and so many layers of things. But b'toich that depth of choshech and the human being, Rabbi Yisrael, b'toich the layers of all his taivis and all his struggles, and how there's an aura gadol, Rabbi Yisrael. And the tachlis of Yom HaPurim, it's the same thing of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is to throw away the shiur d'zon and to get down to the depths. I always say the yisod of Purim is to lose yourself in order to find yourself. Lose yourself in order to find yourself. Get rid of that choshech. Throw it away. Unveil it, and get down to the pnimius of that or that's really there by every yid, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the sort of the mask. It's of a pashut. We put on masks because be'etzim all of us are wearing those masks all year round. It's symbolism. Put on a mask because when you see a mask, you realize, it's a mask. That's a mask. That's not him. He's not Oral Vadi Yosef. That's Harry Bernstein, my neighbor. He looks with the glasses. He has no Vadi Kasi. He's not Harry Vadi Yosef. My neighbor down the block is not a monkey. I know he's not a monkey. He acts many times like a monkey. Even a baboon. He loves bananas, but he ain't no monkey. There's somebody behind the mask. And the Chazan wants us to think, you know what? I mask myself. I'm a total mask. It's things that I do and act with my body, my goof, things like that. Things like that's not me. That's not me. It's a mask! Who's the real you? Somebody's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what you have to look for, boys. We have to unveil the mask. Put on the mask to realize that it's all a mask. The whole mitzias of a person is a mask. That the whole ponim, it's interesting, partsufin is on the face, Rabbi Yisrael. Partsufin, the Maramah says partsufin, mask is for the face, really. We wear costumes also, but partsufin is really for the face, Rabbi Yisrael. You know what the face really, why? Because the face is called ponim, the face, but it's also called pnim. There's a ponim, there's a pnim to the ponim. The ponim is on the outside, but that's not the pnim. That's the Yisoid of Yisrael. And that's the sort of Purim of Yisrael, to unveil the mask. Take it off. Take off all the outside garbage that's really inside of every person and take it out. The Orur Haman that we have inside of us, that everybody has it. And reveal the Baruch Mordechai. Reveal the Baruch Mordechai. Because everybody has in Shama Tahoy Rabbi Zen. And even though we go around this whole year with an Orur Haman, we have an Orur Haman, we go around with an Orur Haman, the tachlis is we have to understand that we're really Baruch Mordechai. And the Emes is very, very interesting. I saw that I have Sefer at home. He brings some Kamiyan of Gilgulim. I understand my parish. I'm not a big guy into the Gilgul. Gilgulim, I don't go into it, but he brings down from, I forgot who, in the Sefer Mekubal, maybe the Aristotle, I'm not sure. But one of the, there's different Gilgul from Mordechai. One of the Pasha Pshad Mordechai is a Gilgul of Yaakov Avinu. And Haman is a Gilgul of Esav. That's Pasha. Haman comes from Esav. He stems from Amalek, which is Esav. And the boy side, I always say over on Rosh Hashanah, when we went to get the brachas, when he went to brachas, he was wearing the big day Esav. Yaakov was wearing the big day Esav. When he went, according to the Goyin on Rosh Hashanah, he was wearing the big day Esav. And he smelled the reach, the godov. He smelled the reach of his clothing. It smelled like an Edom. Rashi says, what do you mean Gan Eden? That smell stinks. That's a terrible smell. How does it smell Reach Gan Eden? Teretz is Chazal, the Medrash says, Vayor Rechaz Reach, Begodov Esreach Boigdov. Hashem smelled the Reach of the Boigdov, the people that are the rebellers against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And even the biggest rebellers, we say over the Medrash every year in Rosh Hashanah, that Medrash, that Yosef, Ishchatzir, one of the Yosef, they told him to go inside to the Kodesh Kadoshim. And he said, no problem, I'll go in. And they said, whatever you want, go in there and take it out. Whatever you want. He went in and he took the menorah. And he put the menorah out. He said, ah, it's not the death of you. Go in again. He said, no, I'm not going in. I'm not going in. Different first, what changed? But he got inspired. I'm not going in. They dragged him. They took him. They and Misa Mishuna they gave to him. These are the people, the rebellers. And that's why I said that in Rosh Hashanah we want to show our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That we want to show our Kodesh Baruch, that even if we're coming with the begodim of Esav, that's Rosh Hashanah, we come with Big Day Esav. Yaakov came in with Big Day Esav, Rosh Hashanah. Because at the end of the day, there are certain begodim that we wear throughout the year. We take it all, and we wear them. But those begodim, we can show our Kodesh Baruch through the aura, through the light of Torah that we have, that those begodim could change, could have a tremendous, beautiful smell, the Reach of Gan Eden. And the tachlis of this time is by side that the haman that we have inside of each and every one, the oror haman that shayat to us, we want to mechapach at the baruch mordechai. We understand we have the oror haman in us also. Oror haman is not the haman; it's the haman inside of us, it's the malach inside of us that all of us have. It's the begodim that we wear, the begodim of lashon boigdav, our rebelliousness. Our feelings that I'm not able to mishabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we put them on, we're wearing them. We're wearing all these types of partsufim and all funny faces and masks and everything. But the tachlis of Boisai is to unveil it. The tachlis is to come to the Darag of Baruch Mordechai and to realize that everything, even the Orah Haman, everything is be'emes. Something that could be Meshabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Or Godol, the Orur Haman could turn into Baruch Mordechai. It could become a good smelling thing. The Begodov, the Boigdov, the people that rebelled, all the Orhom, all the Hamans that we did all our lives, all the year, we could change it into a matzah of Baruch Mordechai. And that's what Purim has, that Koyach. Purim has the Koyach. With all the chayshich in our lives, we say Hashem lets us get down in a very quick way. Normally it takes years and months and days and all along to get down to the nekuda pnimi. On Yom Purim, we say we can get down to the koyach pnimi. That's why Yitzchak is so nervous. we can get down to the real pnim, Rabbi Yisrael. A person could get in touch with his real pnimius, Rabbi Yisrael. If he tunes into the dance, you can get in touch with your pnimius. That's nichlas yahidah that Hashem made, that we can get in touch with our real pnimius. It's a koyach, a purim, Rabbi Yisrael, to get inside. Because just like purim, for the tuch, the ochish hagod, Hashem showed the light. And that's why I want to tie in Torah is that way. It's also the person himself. That the choyshech that's over a person, the tremendous choyshech of his abeiris and his depths of all his things that are distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a koyach on Purim to shine from Tuch that choyshech. And that's why Purim has such a tremendous koyach of us. You can get in touch with yourselves. You can find yourselves. You can lose yourselves, but in order to find yourselves. That's the koyach of Purim, Rabbi Yisai. Now if we use that right, Rabbi Yisai, and we really, really get into Purim in the right way, and we prepare in the right way, Rabbi Yisai, we could find the real Nekudah HaEmitiyah, Rabbi Yisai. We could find that Koyach that really turns us. We get in touch with our real selves, our Koyach HaPnimi, which is so Kaddush and so Tahar, Rabbi Yisai. And through that Koyach, Be'ez Hashem, we can make tremendous Yeshuas in our own lives. We could connect our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once we get in touch with that Koyach HaPnimi, the Koyach HaNeshama Amitis, we can connect with our Kodesh Baruch Hu on the deepest levels, Rabbi Yisai. To connect and to strive for godless and ask for Kodesh Baruch Hu, push it yad noisin lo. Now if we push it that yad that's coming from the Pnimi Yisai, Amitis, the Metz Hashem will give us and shower us, Rabbi Yisai, with unbelievable koichas and brachas. And our madregas, Rabbi Yisai, madregas that we could have never got to at any other time of the year, Rabbi Yisai. A person on Yom Kippur is over the Kohen Gadol, goes to a place that never was before. He's not allowed to go any time of year. So it means the symbol is he can reach a madrega that he can never reach before, Rabbi Yisai. The Reach HaKetores, the Reach of Gan Eden, and that Reach, Rabbi Yisai. This Reach we can touch, we can feel, we can touch with Rabbi Yisai. The person uses out the day, which is Rizicha to use out the day. And work hard, Rabbi Yisai. Vada, we have to miss a meach. We spoke about that. That's a beautiful thing. But try, Rabbi Yisai, the Ozma, to get in touch with the plenius. Try to get in touch with ourselves. And we took that or choyshech to touch a little bit of the or la boss, the bidkinas achomets. That's the aschol to the bidikas chomets, Rabbi Yisai. The bidikas chomets is when we get rid of mamish, we use the or from the or of Purim, Rabbi Yisai. We go ahead and we bidik all the chomets, get rid of all the chomets, and when we have it, we come to Pesach. But it's unbelievable tire, Rabbi Yisai. Purim is 30 days before Pesach, it's aschol. Because on Purim, we find the or for the bidikas chomets of or la boss. We should be sure to find the or, shine on ourselves, and Be'ez Hashem Da'am and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should again, once again, be turch the Chosh HaGadol, turch the Hest upon him, be turch this world, that's Hashem Yerachim, what's going on, Klal Yisrael on Purim, with the Koyach of Tefillah, we should have to poil Yeshua's, we should poil unbelievable Yeshua's for ourselves, for our families, for Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Hashem Yerachim, what's going on out there, it's such a dangerous world today, Rabbi Yisrael, in all ways, Ruchnius of the Gashmius, unbelievable dangers out there lurking, Rabbi Yisai. Purim's a day we can repoil Yeshua, we can repoil the Aschol from that or, and that or should shine again. Or Chodesh al Tzion Toyer, Bimheir of Yameinu, Amen.